Praise the Lord. Thank you, musicians. Matthew chapter 7 is where I'd like to turn your attention, beginning to read there at verse 24. I'm also going to bring you the Ephesians chapter 2 and 2 Timothy chapter 2 as well, but let me read this one first. Praise the Lord. Matthew 7, beginning at verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, big word right there, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Also, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and the household of God, amen, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles, amen, and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. And finally, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen. My subject today is project of a lifetime. Right. Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. Lord, thank you. Lord, you are altogether worthy. Lord, you are wonderful. Lord, we are asking in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, that your will would be done. Lord, that altogether, that the word, Lord, would be made manifest, would come alive in our lives. Lord, even as we look at these scriptures, as we consider these things in your word today, I pray that you would open it, Lord, unto us. Help us to receive it, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Project of a lifetime. Amen. Projects are normal. I think every one of us has little projects. Sometimes we get projects done in a single day. Sometimes I like to make hot peppers into pepper oil or things. That's a little project. Normally I can accomplish it in 1 or 2 days. I do a project through the springtime and into the summer. Normally I try to get my wood bin full. That's a project. I got to work on it a whole bunch of days. A couple years ago, I got done with my woodshed, and I felt so good about it. I sent a picture of my woodshed to my sons, or I think Darren was included in that text. And my son Seth said, "Well, what project are you going to do now? You're done with that. You know, cut down the woods in your backyard." No. I said, "Well, maybe I'll clean my garage." That was 2 years ago. But 2 years later,
my garage is looking a lot better. You say projects that you want to get, that you want to do, but seem like you never really get to. Well, you got to really put your mind to it, and when you get to it, you can get it done. Amen. But that's really just a side study. That is not the importance. The important thing is our walk with God. And our relationship with God. You know, when we come into the household of God and we gain a knowledge of the Word, when we understand who Jesus is, when you get that revelation that Brother Dyke was talking about, wow, that's Jesus. When the revelation really hits you, you understand who Jesus is, that He's the Almighty God. You know, the project of a lifetime begins. Amen. Our walk with God is a project of my lifetime. Amen. It's going to take my whole life to live for God. Amen. Amen. There's no point that I think that I will be done in living for God. Well, when I stop breathing. But then eternity is right then. I mean, God has it assured already. Amen. See, the Word of God is a sure foundation. We can have absolute trust, faith in the Word of God. And we can build our entirety of our lives upon it. Upon our walk with God. For this time in this life, and for time yet to come. For beyond time. For eternity. Amen. We can trust God. Amen. You see, building contractors, whether if they're building houses or if they're building vehicles or if they're building submarines, if no matter what it is that people are building, they have a plan. You see, the Bible is the God's plan for mankind. It is the plan on how we are to be saved. And you see, every one of these things that people build, whether if it's a car, you know, there's a frame that is built upon. Your house is built on a foundation. Amen. I see these apartments going up right, you know, half a block down the street there. Man, it took them 6 months to put the foundation in. But in a week, the walls were up. The foundation took a while to establish that. Man, they had to do all kinds of moving trees and moving earth and big digging equipment. And they moved rocks. And man, it took a month to get the foundation in. And you know what? Getting our foundation is worth the time that it takes to set our foundation. Amen. We got to set our faith on Jesus Christ, on the Word of God. Every person is in a building project. The project is building a life. Amen. We got to build our life. You know, a lot of people think going to church is something good in your life. Oh, it's a nice additive. Oh, it would be nice if you went to church. See, it's more than that. It's got to be that the Word of God, that Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, is first, foremost. He's the highest. He's the most important. Amen. He's got to be the central, the center, the pinnacle. He's got to be the focus of our life. Amen. And then all of these other things can be added to your life. You can have a really good marriage and family when you're living for God. God helps your family when you live for God. You can have a really good job when God blesses you on your job. Amen. You can have, so your life can be full when you are living for God. Amen. But we must be certain that the building our lives, that we build our lives on that solid foundation of the Bible, of the Word of God, of Jesus Christ. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, I opened up with reading that. Jesus emphasized the difference between two foundations, one built on the rock and one built on the sand. The same conditions happened, you know, the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew. Both places, on the rock and in the sand, same conditions of life happened. You know, life happens. We get hurt. We get sick. Sad things, bad things, unfortunate things happen. Good things, happy things. Every one of us lives a life and has all these things that we go through. But when our life is on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ, amen, it will stand. Amen. God's Word offers that sure foundation. You see, the Word of God is absolutely, all the time, dependable. Amen. It is absolutely true every single time. Amen. You see, the things that so many people, I would even say most people, tend to rely upon in life, those things are not reliable. Your health, there are times in your life that you will get sick. It's just a part of being a human being. Your finances, even rich people can turn poor. Skills, education, friendships, family, all of those things that we could possibly build as the foundation in our life could fail. Could fail us. But the Word of God will not fail. Amen. The Word of God is, we see lives are changed as a result of heeding the Word of God. It really does change our lives. Amen. Happiness comes into our homes. And there is a reassuring comfort during times of sorrow. Amen. When I know who is my keeper. Amen. I'm not going to need grief counseling. Because He is my counselor. Amen. He is my comforter. Amen. He, Jesus Christ, keeps me. Praise the Lord. The Word of God is absolutely true. Amen. There are, of course, false prophets, false teachers in our world today. But God has given us a warning. He told us it would be like that. Amen. The Word of God tells us that there are false teachers. Amen. Prophecy, Bible prophecy, is an example of the truth of God's Word. It told the truth before people understood what it really meant. Amen. You know, it talks about our day in the Bible. It talks about things in words that they couldn't conceive when they were written. Talks in one place about fervent heat and melting. Really, it talks about the effects of radiation poisoning. You know, the nuclear thing that happened in Japan, World War II. Those same effects happened to those people, but it was written in the Bible. They couldn't even conceive of the things. Helicopters. The prophecies of the Old Testament. There were predictions about the birth and the life and in the ministry of Jesus Christ. And it was recorded throughout the Old Testament. And it was fulfilled in the lifetime of Jesus. Amen. He fulfilled the prophecies about the Messiah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Prophecies announcing His second coming describe the conditions and the events that are going to be on earth in the last days. And they are a picture of our society today. Amen. They are being or have already been fulfilled in our day. Amen. The Bible is absolutely true. Amen. The Word of God is eternal. It's not just for our day. It's for all of the time of mankind. Luke chapter 21, verse 33, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Amen. God is going to keep His Word when mankind is all done. When the earth is finished, the Word of God will still be true. Amen. God's kingdom is everlasting, and His words are unfailing. They will never have not and are not going to fail. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 8. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. The Word of God is, we can have absolute confidence in the Word of God. You see, Satan from the Garden of Eden was trying to destroy God's Word. Ever since first man and the first woman, during all of the time of mankind, Satan has tried to discredit the Word of God. What God has said. And despite all, the church began on the day of Pentecost, just as it was recorded in the book of Acts. And that same church still lives on today. Amen. It lives on in those that believe the Word, that obey the Word. I believe that we, you and I, are a part of that ongoing church. From the book of Acts in the Bible to today, it's the same church. Persecution has attempted to destroy the church, but the church was founded on God's Word. As they tried to stamp out the Word, what it did is it spread the Word. They left the nearby cities and went to every city and country until it spread to the whole earth. Amen. Instead of stomping it out, it spread it abroad. It got stronger. Amen. Praise the Lord. But there is obedience to the Word that is required. It's not just because the pastor said so. In fact, it is because the Word of God says so. The Bible says so. You see, We got to follow the plan, the blueprint. We have to follow what it says in the Word. Builders build every project according to a plan. Any change must be approved by proper authorities. Doesn't matter if you're building a house. Don't matter if the foundation's crooked. Yes, it does. You're going to have to tear that wall out and make it over again. Because it can't be, you'll like this word, cattywampus. Can't just be set in there any old way you want. Oh, it looks pretty good. Look at it from this angle. It looks straight. You know, our world wants to accept almost anything. Our world wants to say that the ridiculous is acceptable, that it is right and that it's good. It's getting to the place where it's going to be fulfilled that those that are good are going to be called evil because of the good that they do. Amen. If I preach the Word, if I just say it just like it is, you got to believe in Jesus Christ. That could be called hate speech. You need to live a holy life. Oh, there's a warmonger. There could be a time that persecution comes to the place where you or I will be persecuted for the very faith that we have in Jesus Christ. And yet, we have to follow the plan. I'm not at liberty to say, oh, well, okay, I'll stop preaching the Word and go ahead and say what you... That would... I'd have to just... They probably have to kill me. You just have to... Because I don't plan to stop preaching the truth. Amen. You know, they tried to stop the apostles. I adjure thee not to preach in that name. Well, that's the only name. That's the only name. That's the only thing worth preaching about. It's the only thing. It's the only way. Amen. We got to follow the blueprint. You know, we're very... I pray. I expect to go back to work soon. I've been out of work for a little while. But the plan, you got to follow the plan verbatim, exactly. The little things that look like doesn't even matter. Oh, you lost a bolt? Well, here, I got this one. No, where'd you get that thing from? No, we're going to get the right one. The kind of bolt you put on that pump. You see, if the vibration caused going underway and there's a shock, let's say in a submarine, it is surviving a near explosion that's nearby, a depth charge, shakes the ship. Well, if that bolt that they put in there 10 years ago isn't the right bolt, and that pump breaks, it would be a really bad time to have the ship not operate because that bolt broke. As our walk with God, it would be a really bad time to deviate. You know, this is not in my notes, but I gotta say it. There's been people in our church that have went to other churches, and then they come back and talk to me, and they'll say something, "Well, I've been going to church." Well, funny thing, I haven't seen you in church in a long, long time. Yeah, I've been going to so-and-so a church. Now, you do not need to go to a United Pentecostal church to get to heaven. But you do have to believe that Jesus Christ is the only living God. You do have to be saved by that Acts 2:38 salvation plan. And you have to live a holy life. Amen. And I like fellowshipping with other apostolic Jesus name, one God churches, whether if they're UPC or not. I enjoy fellowshipping with them. I want to fellowship with other people of like precious faith. But can you condone someone who is preaching just believe and you're saved? They don't tell you about Acts 2:38. They don't tell you to be baptized. They'll baptize you any way you want. If you condone those things, you become a part of that, and I'm going to call it like it is, sin. Because it's a lie. And to lie is a sin. I can't condone it. I can't say it's okay. I can't support it. I can't put my tithe check in that offering plate because now I'm paying for the lie to be spread abroad. Sure, if people in our church want, they get another job. If you get another job and you're going to another place, well then in that other place, you find a Jesus name, apostolic, one God church, and you stay saved. Stay. I will love you all the time. But stay saved. You got to obey the word. Follow the plan verbatim. Any changes that are not approved by the proper authorities, which is the word of God, you can't change the doctrine. You can't change the salvation plan. You can't change the requirement for holy living. You cannot change God's plan. Every human life is built according to a master plan. God wants you to be saved. He does. God has a plan of redemption. It is in the Word of God. Every Christian wants to follow God's plan. We need to be asking ourselves in our daily walk, in our everyday life, will this, whatever it is you're doing, advance or hinder me spiritually? Will it help my walk with God, or will it hurt it? Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. I tell you that when I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, when I know that God called me to be saved, when I know that God changed me, when I know that I'm living for God with all my heart, my life, my soul, my strength, when I am living for God to the very best of my ability, that all the things in my life come together for good for me, because I'm living for God. I get blessed on my job because I live for God. Amen. God blesses my family because I live for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, the Word of God contains the blueprint for salvation. And every individual that will be saved must follow that plan. Acts 2:38, the sign right behind me, contains the summary of that new birth experience. Being born again of the water and of the Spirit. John chapter 3, verse 5 hinted of it. It said, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." You can't even get in without this plan of salvation. Amen. The writer of the book of Hebrews used the tabernacle to illustrate the necessity of following God's plan. The tabernacle served as a pattern of that new of our New Testament salvation. The brazen altar where the animals were sacrificed. It was the place of death. It demonstrated the necessity of dying out to an old life. Repentance, man, we gotta turn away from that old life, from that life of sin. Amen. We got to turn away from our fleshly desires and let our godly desires be made manifest. Amen. The brazen altar was a place of sacrifice. The brazen laver was the place of cleansing. It's where the priests where they did the sacrifice, and then they went to that brazen laver, and it was a place of cleansing. It was a place of washing. Excuse me. In my Bible case there, there's a cough drop in the inner. In the inner pocket there, there's some fisherman's friend cough drops. Thank you. Just a minute. If I keep talking with a scratchy throat, I'm going to end up getting worse. The brazen laver, the place of cleansing, is where the priests washed. It shows the absolute necessity of being baptized in Jesus' name. If they went through that Old Testament sacrifice, if they sacrificed the lamb or the bull or whatever it was, if they went through the altar and the sacrifice was made and they did not wash, they would die. It was absolutely forbidden to not wash. Amen. Oh, just ask Jesus to forgive you. I agree. We all need to ask Jesus to forgive us. We all need to repent. We got to believe in God, have faith. We need to all repent. They are necessary steps. I agree to that point. But I cannot agree that that's all you need to do and now you're saved forever. You have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The priest entered the tabernacle. You see, that was the outer court. They entered the inner court, the tabernacle, the place of God's presence, which was typical of our receiving the Holy Ghost. That priest did the sacrifice, he did the washing, and then he entered into the Holy of Holies. You know, we need to go all the way with God. We need to go all the way and let God, yes, we need to sacrifice. We need to repent. Yes, we need to be baptized. We need to be washed in water in the name of Jesus Christ. It matters how we do it. And then receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We need to go all the way through the whole plan. Amen. If the builders stopped at building the foundation across the street, nobody would move in. Who wants to live on a patch of dirt with some concrete wrapped around you? You got to finish the plan. Our salvation is not fulfilled when we repent. Or if we repent and get baptized. We need to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Moses did not decide to change dimensions after God gave him the plan for the tabernacle. He didn't change the furniture. He didn't change the materials or anything else in the place of worship. He had to make it exactly like God said. Don't change anything. It's the Word of God. Amen. Don't change anything. It was given to Moses by God. Yes, and God was certainly concerned that we follow the plan then, that Moses follow the plan for the tabernacle. And God is just as concerned that we follow the New Testament plan of salvation explicitly, completely, directly, and entirely today. You see, the entirety, every portion of the Old Testament points to Jesus Christ. He is the mighty God. He is the Creator, the Holy One. Amen. Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We are building on a sure foundation. Amen. Jesus taught that He is the sure foundation. Paul asserted that Jesus is the only foundation. You see, the prodigal son, he built on a foundation of rebellion. Dad, give me my portion. Recently heard that. It didn't turn out so good, did it? He wasted, and then he wanted, and then he wished he was back at Dad's house. Amen. You know, I believe that there are people out there that have had a genuine experience with God in this church. I pray that God would draw them back.
Amen.
That's right. Draw them back.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Bring them back. Bring them back, God. Praise the Lord. Judas and Demas built upon a foundation of materialism. Don't let the money bag get to you. It's not worth it. It's not worth it if you're working so much that you have no time for God. No, that's not, oh, it'll help me. No, it will hurt you. Amen. Don't let materialism, don't let the things of this world be the focus of your life. I cannot even tell you how many times I've talked with people about what they need to do. You know, if you're telling me, well, then I've been told. Okay, you told me that you're going to do this or that or the other. But if you ask me, I'm going to say you need to put God first. If you tell me, I've been told. But if you ask me, you can expect something that is in line with the Word of God. Put God first, and He will make a way. You can trust God. Amen. Absalom, Haman, Herod, they had foundations of ambition. They were going to build themselves, work their way up in life. Don't let your ambition carry you away from God. Amen. God's people need to seek to please Jesus Christ and to refuse to build on any other foundation. The foundation of our life, the security that you're looking for, is not found in a checkbook. It's not found in a paycheck. It is found in following God. Now please don't misconstrue what I'm saying. Yes, I've lived for God and lived a life, worked a job, made a paycheck, but God was first. Put God first, and He'll bless you on your job to get a better paycheck. Amen. He will. There are absolutely rewards of building on the Word of God. Everything that a person does has consequences. Everything. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The wages of sin. What your payment is for living in the world is the judgment of the world. Now, if you live for God, there is that gift that God has of eternal life because of our living for the Lord and obeying His Word. The one who is living apart from God's purpose will suffer the consequences of spiritual death and eternal separation from God. Now, those are really hard words, but they're absolutely true. Amen. If you're living apart from God's purpose for your life, it's not going to turn out good. Yes, testing times will attempt to separate us from God. Temptations will strain our spiritual strength. You know, these can cause a person to fall only if he is not founded on the truth of the Word of God. Yes, I've had difficult times. Yes, I've had my feelings trampled on. Yes, I've been, so disappointed sometimes. But no matter if I am disappointed or if I've been stepped on or I've had my feelings crushed or no matter if I liked it or I didn't, I got to keep my perspective that I will live for God. Amen. Amen. Life happens. Death comes. Hard times come. Difficulties come. Sickness comes. No matter what, I am going to live for God. You just got to make up in your mind. No matter what life brings, no matter what happens, up or down, in or out, I will live for God. And yes, when you live for God, there are rewards. A very strong wind reveals the strength or the weakness of that which is it is blowing upon. Whether if it be a tree, you know, the tree limbs might break off or it might tip over. Or the house may not stand. The house built upon the rock stood, but the house on the sand fell, and great was the fall of it. You see, stress is going to come in everybody's life. But the stress of life will not destroy the Christian that is built upon a solid rock. Life happens. But God wants to sustain you. God wants to carry you when you don't know what to do. God wants to bring you to a new place. The Word of God gives us the needed strength. We can grow stronger as we walk with Christ through every temptation. When you're on the other side of that trial, when you're beyond that temptation, when you've overcome that difficulty, from that delivered side, you can see how that God helped me every step of the way. How that God was with me. Amen. God was there when I was down. God picked me up. Man, I can see it over and over and over again in my life. Christians can expect benefits from the Lord. Even right now, in this life, while I'm living today. You see, the Holy Ghost is the earnest of our inheritance. Amen. It's the beginning of good things to come. He is my friend in trying times. And I'll even go farther than this. Because of the body of Christ, I have friends, people that have the Holy Ghost, that are for me when I'm in my trial.
Right.
I am no longer alone. I am not by myself. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have friends. Jesus is my friend. My brothers and sisters in Christ are my friends. My problem, I say my problem, but you know what? If it's a problem in my life, I have friends in Jesus Christ that will help me with my problem. Amen. Tell you what, let them help you. You know, sometimes it's our human nature. Well, no, I don't need any help. When, yes, you do. Sitting home on a church day, it's not a good idea. Hey, my car ain't working. Can I get a ride? Yep. The answer, of course, the answer is yes.
That's right.
Unless my car is broke, then I'll call somebody else. We both got to get a ride. Let someone help you. Because it's the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The heartache, the joy, the peace, the hope. It's not just in me. It's in the body. Amen. When something good happens in my life, I can testify and everybody in the church can rejoice. Praise the Lord. From one test to the next, I got a good heart report problem. Or my problem with my heart was better in one test. The next test. Praise the Lord. That's what I've been praying for. Give glory to God. And the same thing, when a loved one passes, man, the whole church wants to weep with you, wants to be there for you, wants to help you in your time. You are not alone. Let the body help you, the church. Amen. Our God is unchanging. He is forever the same. You can trust Him just as it is written and just as it is right now. I don't know how people who do not know the Lord, you see, they're missing out on these benefits. Amen. I don't know. I wouldn't want to try to make it without living for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Abraham looked for a city that was built by God. Amen. Now, he didn't find it on this earth, but I'm looking for a city that's built by God. And it's not on this earth. Amen. Let's make it all the way to heaven. Got to make it all the way. Amen. Heaven is our goal, regardless of the cost to us in this life. There is no cost too high. Whatever it takes, God, I want to live for you. Amen. Our hope of heaven is based on the promises of the Word of God. God's Word, it pictures our eternal home. It's almost indescribable. You know, the Word of God gives us a really detailed picture of what that holy city is. You know, the great big 1,500 miles wide, square, long, tall, and 12 foundations. And, you know, it's going to be... But I have no idea what streets of transparent... Streets of gold, so pure it's transparent. My mind doesn't calculate what that looks like. Gates of a solid pearl. I don't understand what that is. No darkness anywhere, because He is the light. I don't understand what that is. My flesh doesn't understand the glory that is yet to be. Amen. But all I know is I want to go there. Amen. I want no more sickness. Think about it. No more sorrow. Amen. No buffeting by Satan. No more temptations of the devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me. I'm not a singer, but I have a few words from a song. It says, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." Would you love Him with me? Lord, I love You, Jesus. I praise You. Lord, I worship You. I love You. Lord, thank You for Your Word. Thank You, God, for that I can altogether trust You, Lord, that I can know that I can stand on the sure foundation of the Word of God. Lord, that I can preach with
preach the word with all fervor, without fear, Lord, that I, as long as I please you, Lord, then everything's okay, then all things are good. Lord, as long as I serve you, then you'll see me through, that you will carry me and you'll help me and that you'll be with me. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and all that you've done. God, continue, Lord, to bless and help your people. Lord, help us, Lord, to finish this lifetime living for you. In Jesus' precious name, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for coming.